Good evening, everyone. We are coming up to the end of this week, and we've had quite a constructive and productive few days. We've finished up all of the conversations lives for this week, and I have some interesting notes for you. Lots of really fascinating topics come up, and I have to be honest with you, the idea that we're doing these types of discussion groups and having these types of small group conversations made me think that the conversations would generally tend to take the same tone and cover similar topics, particularly if what we're doing is diving into the collective energetic dynamics that are currently playing out. And yet, what has happened instead is a huge distinction in the types of conversations that we're having with groups, the feel and the tone within each of the groups, the concepts, the topics that come up. I'm telling you, it is fascinating how unique each one of us is as this whole and completely unique expression of source. And when you think about that level of uniqueness, how that is such an out of this world concept, the closest that I've come is the analogy of each snowflake being a unique expression of that which falls from the sky. Imagine that being somehow akin to this concept of us being such unique expressions of source, each one of us. And the conversations are simply these beautiful expressions of the uniqueness that is not only each of these individuals, every one of these individuals, but it is the mingling, the mixing, the converging of these unique signature energy patterns into a composite energy pattern that creates its own flow. It has its own life. And where it takes all of us is to these unique places that are perfectly aligned to highlight exactly what it is that we most benefit hearing in that moment, in that convergence of that group. So for me, I'm incredibly grateful and incredibly humbled at that diversification of conversation. And I thank all of you for having participated thus far. Your openness and your humility and your vulnerability and your tenderness and your grace in expressing even a few words that represent so much of what you're going through in your internal realities, and of course, thus forming your external realities, if we can call it an external reality, from that which is happening within. And I question that whole concept of an external reality because the more I appreciate the impact each of us has on what happens in our world, the more I appreciate that it's all about what's going on inside. To begin with, there is certainly some expression of wariness of the pandemic, not necessarily wanting to carry the heavy load of all of the restrictions that are being placed upon us. That was a topic that came up quite a bit. And if you feel any of that wariness yourself, and if you feel like you are carrying a heavy load, or if you are holding space for quite a number of people in your life, family, friends, co-workers, people who don't seem to be handling themselves all that well lately, spinning out maybe a little bit, becoming a little bit too wonky and unstable in their centeredness or lack thereof, then I'd like you to consider taking a look at why you're holding space for all those other people. And I am not implying that holding space for others is in any way wrong or right. I have no interest in that. But I do want to highlight the potential that your exertion of energy or investment of energy in the process of holding space for others because you see them struggling, I'd like you to take a look at whether that is of benefit. And here we enter into a very subtle concept of the balance of benefit versus harm in any and every choice and any and every action that we take. Going back to the fundamentals that everything is energy, and appreciating that the dynamics of energy, quantum mechanics of energy, are very mathematical. Energy is very mathematical. There are equations, there are algorithms, there are very simple ways of assessing through one's knowingness whether something is going to be of benefit or not. And in that simplicity, the mind will find a tremendous amount of complexity and obscurity and vagueness and, pick your words. But it truly is simple. It is entering into a space where you are not at the external perimeter, let's say, of the storm. You are in the eye of the storm. You are in that space of stillness. And in that space of stillness, you can see around you through the eyes of spirit. You can see the chaos. You can see the noise. You can see those who are wavering and unstable and not sure what to do, and maybe even lashing out. But in that space of stillness, in the eye of this storm, which is near end, very powerful to be there, capital B, to be there. Because from that place of power, from that place of the expansive, abundant, generous now moment, you have all the power to choose with awareness what your next steps are. And if your next step is to reevaluate or to evaluate for the first time what it means for you to hold space for yourself and for others, what implications there are of you holding space for others, particularly when they don't seem to be handling things very well on their own. It's an opportunity to see if there is something that you could do energetically that could improve the balance or the equilibrium or the equal weighting on both sides of this equation of energy. Is what you are giving in that situation representing enough of a benefit for you to continue, or are there much higher prices than you are willing to pay to continue investing and holding space for others? So that is really the first point that I'd like to post up here. And then maybe we'll go from there. But the idea of draining your energy in the process of holding space is something that I'd like you to take a look at. And if you feel that is an area you'd like to take a look at during your upcoming calls, please do take a note, and we can dive into it on a personal level when we next speak.